We're still very much in panic mode as we head into the North American session on this Monday. Investors have been showing their concern at the rising level of restrictions in China and the move of the Russian invasion into Ukraine into its third month with no sign of any immediate cessation of hostilities. Of course, rising yields in the U.S. and additional pressure for rates to rise even faster to offset inflation hasn't been doing anything to help matters and is in fact one of the deepest underlying risks to the global economy right now. We've seen massive selling in stocks and a huge resurgence in demand for the U.S. dollar as a consequence. In fact, virtually every asset is down against the U.S. dollar of late, and this includes commodity prices. Even gold has taken a big hit, which is perhaps somewhat perplexing when considering the fact that gold is a flight-to-safety asset. Economic data out of the Eurozone hasn't been as bad these past few sessions, and the market got a little more clarity after French President Macron won the election. But this hasn't done anything to help the euro, with the currency getting hit on downgraded Eurozone growth forecasts and yield differentials moving further in the dollar's favor. The pound has also been clobbered. UK economic data has been discouraging of late, and BOE Bailey was out talking a lot less hawkish the other day. As far as the calendar for the remainder of the day goes, there is no first-tier data on the docket, and the market will remain fixated on these bigger picture themes. That's all for now.